granting of the application will not have an adverse impact on traffic. 5, approval of the application will promote the health, safety, general welfare, and prosperity of present and future inhabitants of the county. There was a motion and second and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0.
Questions, Mr. Lang, gentlemen?
Mr. Willard.
Good afternoon. Tim Willard with Fuquay. Check. 1.
All I got is talk
2.
Now. Voice activated.
This is a real deal now.
Good approved.
It's kind of intimidating. If you talk right in the middle, do they both go? Hard to say.
Talk in the back of the room.
The one that picks you up the strongest is the one that lights up.
Yeah. You can be anywhere in the room.
Okay. I was going to say something like women in a bar or something. If you talk in the middle, they both light up. I've got them both lit up. Tim Willard with Fuquay and Yori here in Georgetown. I represent Mr. Breeding. This is change of zone 1589. This is Douglas Breeding right behind me. This is a change of zone from a GR1 to a commercial. The property is about a half an acre, just a little bit shy of half an acre, 0.45. It's located on Oak Orchard Road, a block up from the bay at the corner of Delaware Avenue and Oak Orchard. Many people know the area because the liquor store is actually grandfathered. It's a non-conforming use. It's been there for over 30 years. Mr. Breeding owns it. He operates it. It was his intention early on to consider maybe expanding the liquor store, and he applied for a change of zone because he was expanding beyond 25%, so it couldn't be an expansion and non-conforming. Since sewers come in and his vision for the property has evolved to want to build 5 townhouses at the corner of the property, and how that would occur is depicted in tab 8 of the booklet. We think the zoning change is appropriate with the use in mind that he wants to proceed with, and also for all the reasons that we intend to present to you today, in which the Planning and Zoning Commission found were present to recommend approval of the change of zoning. Tab 1 shows the overhead of where the property is. Hopefully yours has a highlighted version of Mr. Breeding's property that shows you how close it is right to the bay there. This is Oak Orchard Road. I think what's significant, and you'll see it in tab 2, is that entire strip of property on the same side of the road as Mr. Breeding's property is zoned commercial, and it has been for a very long time. And if you look at the tax map on tab...
Negative.
Tab 1, I'm sorry, it's still behind the photo. You'll see that there is a... There is some more commercial down at the end of the street, and that's just an extension of the tax map. So basically what he's asking for is, and Mr. Byard used the term infill, but in fact it's kind of what it is. There's a lot of GR around the area, and there's some single-family homes that are filling in and taking over the GR, some more expensive homes, quite frankly, as the area gets sewer and the property value goes up. To represent why this would not upset the area, that is to make it commercial and put townhomes in there, you will see in tab 2 the nature of the area. The first two photographs in tab 2 show the liquor store, which has an entirely paved front portion. That would be landscaped, and the townhouses, the first one and the second one, would proceed there. The fenced area is the side of Mr. Breeding's property that fronts on Delaware Avenue. Just up the street, you see a picture 3 is a general store that is used as commercial. Tab 4 shows a different angle of the property from the Oak Orchard Road. Just up the street, across the street, is GR with a barbed wire fence. And then up the street on that same side of the road is the Shorts Marine property where they have boat storage, and you see the barbed wire fence. Next to that, I think it's the launching pad for the sewer operation. If you see picture 8, I think it's a temporary construction site for the sewer operation. Further up the street is the firehouse. Now, if you were at the firehouse and crossed the street there, you can see the pumping station. And between there and the liquor store, you saw the general store, and there are a couple smaller houses. That whole area of C1 is, in fact, is not been developed as C1 at this point, but there's a lot of it, like the church is there, the pumping station. It probably never will be developed as C1. If you go down to the end of the block where you run into the water, you'll see Mr. Tell's property, which is a dead ends right there. And recently, the Planning and Zoning Commission rezoned that commercial, and County Council approved it, I think, unanimously as well. And on the same side of the street, or on the opposite side of the street, but closer to the bay, are a couple more manufactured homes that are in the lot there. There's some commercial activity, as you can see, down the road from Mr. Tell's property at the intersection of River and Oak Orchard there, and that's Serendipity Restaurant. To the left is, I think, White Caps. I've never been there, but it's a bar restaurant, I think. The I've included the minutes of tab 3 just because I think they were relevant, not only because of the size of the property and the change of zone application to commercial, but also this was just 2 years ago in November where the Tell property, which if you look at the tax map, is right at the T where the bay meets Oak Orchard. The council found that it was appropriate to change that zone to commercial, and you have both the planning and zoning minutes Y as well as the county council ordinance. And those are not dissimilar for what planning and zoning recommended in this particular case. This change of zone on this less than half acre, we believe, is consistent with the comprehensive plan, an environmentally sensitive developing distance for housing types, which specifically calls for townhouses. And I give you that language in tab 4. DelDOT requested no traffic impact study and said the impact would not be a significant effect. That's at tab 5. Tab 6, we completed a plus application, and the plus came back that they thought that the application or process could be waived in light of the de minimis nature of the application. I've included at tab 7, what's there now. And that shows the liquor store with an attached two-unit apartment, and that's been there for over 30 years. I've learned, as I do, and every application is different, and you learn something about somebody's business, but I'm learning that the liquor store business really relies lately on volume and being able to place a lot of volume. And as Mr. Breeding has learned also, it's almost not worth it try to compete with the volume and prices that some of the other liquor stores have, because you got to buy more and store it. Simultaneously with that realization and the benefit of sewer and the land improvement for this area, he's decided to develop the property, if you let him, in townhouses. If it's zoned commercial, his density would be somewhere like 5.5. He could fit 5 townhouses there that wouldn't be exceptionally small. I think DC Group said they would be 29 feet in width with landscaping and storm water. It's interesting, and I know it's sort of a hot topic, as it should be, that the sewer comments were, well, we allotted this for 4, okay, because it has 4 units there, and we didn't plan commercial. The entire strip, that whole block, and so I don't know what the length of it preceding there, is commercial, and it's not used, most of it's not used for commercial. You have the pump station, the church, and a couple small individual homes. Therefore, we would submit that the capacity is available. In addition, when they were putting in sewer last year, and Mr. Breeding had to purchase laterals, they asked him if he wanted to purchase extras, because he had one coming in the front, and they're 6 inches, the larger ones, I believe, 6 inches. And so they offered to do them, so he said yes, and he was told that they were, each 6-inch could handle, at least from an engineering standpoint, I don't want to misspeak, could handle 2 units. I don't know as far as capacity, but as far as the piping. So he said, good, that's what I want to do. And he gave the county engineer's department $5,400. I asked him if the check was cashed, and he said yes. I'll hand him Mr. Lang the receipt. I think, you know, in light of the sewer situation, the lack of use of capacity up the street, that this is a very unique lot. It's otherwise allotted four lots to develop the property anyway, regardless of any change of zone. The commercial gives him the flexibility to do one more, gives him obviously financial flexibility. I think as we approach this project, and there was some uncertainty as to what he wanted to do, reference expanding or doing something residential. And I asked Mr. Robertson this question last time because I didn't know the answer. If you went for a change of zone and you got it, what would that do to the non-conforming use? In other words, if he wanted to wait a year or do whatever before he tried to build some townhouses, would he lose his non-conforming? If he gets C1, he's permitted to do it anyway, even though we couldn't answer that question. I think that's a conservative approach on one reason why he went there. And if he had gone, say, for MR, he wouldn't necessarily be allowed to keep that use that he's operating a liquor store. Mr. Breeding, do you want to step forward, please, and state your name for the council?
I'm Douglas Breeding. I live in Lincoln, Delaware. Nice to see you, gentlemen. Hope you can agree with me about the fifth one.
Did he give his name yet?
Did you state your name?
Yeah. Douglas Breeding.
Yeah. And yeah. Have you? I know you got one bad ear, but did you hear most of what I said here,
yes,
to council?
Yes, sir.
Is that it true?
I agree with all he said.
Okay.
He basically covered all bases. The only biggie I have is the extra one. And they agreed that I would have enough capacity, or they would have enough capacity in their sewer system. There would be no problem. Now they want to balk on me a little bit.
I think Mr. Breeding understands, however, it's council's decision whether you change the use of this property from GR to C1. And that will dictate what he's permitted to do there. There was some discussion, as there always is, in a change of zone at the commission, which is, well, you could do anything there. Well, that's not true. You could do anything permitted under C1, and that's correct. I've tried to explain to you why, based on the size of this project and the required flexibility, why he went for C1, and clearly he's surrounded by C1. The closest neighbors to him, that is the one right across Delaware Avenue, and if you went down there, there's a nice white picket fence. That was Mr. Miller or Mr. Lintz.
Miller.
They both live in that lot, and they came here in support of this. I think, quite frankly, a lot of them would like to see
this. That's what it amounts to. They want to see the liquor store gone.
You have to drive all the way to Millsboro to get a beer, I guess. Well,
one in town. That's
yeah, but there's one around the corner.
Yeah. So.
Is that Mr. Miller that works for the school district?
Yes, sir. That's why he's not here today. They're having a referendum down there today, you know, and that's why he couldn't make it today to.
Well, Kramer's not here this afternoon.
Go along with us.
That's all we have, gentlemen. If there are no questions.
Is there anyone here from the public who would like to be heard concerning the application of Douglas Breeding?
Members of the council, Craig Lenz. I'm a resident of Oak Orchard for 20 years. I'd just like to speak in favor of Mr. Breeding's request and urge you to approve it. He does have a vision for a new and improved Oak Orchard, revitalized Oak Orchard, and I support that. I don't live right there at the corner with Patrick Miller. I live down the street some, but I do have to pass by this property each time I leave and come back home, and I think it would be an improvement.
John Satterfield will be proud.
There could be questions.
Mr. Satterfield would
be. Any members of council have any questions of Mr. Lentz?
No. Jim, not. I'm just back with the engineering department. I mean, they've got some pretty strong comments here, and I'm looking at their letter. It's similar to last week where we had recommendations, and sometimes they get ignored, sometimes they get supported. But it's the question, and what worries me is what it says here is that the department opposes this rezoning because of the potential increase in wastewater flow. And it says here that, that the capacity is available for one EDU per lot. So anyway, I think we need to hear from the engineering department to revisit this. Is there this capacity for, what is it? They said there's a capacity for four units, not five, or is it just for one?
Well, there are four lots currently there.
That make up this parcel?
Correct. And you can see...
The four little lots, okay.
Yeah, because it's GR.
Right,
so
okay.
Potentially there's... And they're
so each of those lots had one EDU.
Right.
Is what they've allocated, right?
So it's basically one the difference of one unit, such same as in the prior case.
Right. Well, that's the concern here, though, on this one is they actually stated, engineering department said there's adequate capacity there.
Yeah.
This one, they're saying there is not capacity.
Well, they're saying that because this was a long-standing commercial use, they didn't figure any expansion for these four lots, because they thought it would always be what it was when they did their
or whatever, plans. And they were also zoned residential lots.
Yeah.
So they were looking at different things and had no indication. So again, I don't know if we should make a habit of ignoring our engineering department's proposals. This will set a precedent for other rezonings that, you know, people wanting this additional unit. So unless we get it cleared up now in Oak Orchard, gentlemen, we could start off on the wrong foot. So I would just like to defer to get some comments from Mr. Izzo, our county engineer, to clear this up. Because this sewer district is just about to get started. So, I mean, it'd make sense to probably get right.
I understand. I've been reading about some of the other things the council's been doing in this regard. And, I mean, clearly, or I believe if on behalf of the applicant in this particular case, that the property is truly unique. In other words, the county engineer's department said the Sussex County Engineering Department proposes this rezoning because of the potential of increased water flow. The proposed zoning is not located on residential lands, although it is. It's in GR, and there's homes all
around.
That's
what I'm saying.
Previously identified for commercial zoning, it's been used commercially for 30 years.
It's a non-conforming use.
Right,
but I'm saying it has
okay,
been.
That's all well and good, but they've designed a system based on certain criteria, and I think we should have Mr. Izzo clear this up, say there's no problem here. We can do it, or there is some problems because of the way things were designed. It would be a shame, again, because of the having been hooked up to start off on the wrong foot. So, planning and zoning had said that the commission would not approve the site plan for Tanez unless the engineering department approves the number of units.
I think
it makes sense to put the number of units in and get it right.
I think traditionally, isn't it, Mr. Cole, that we allow the engineering, if the capacity is there, they give it to them. If it's not, then they have to make the upgrade.
No, because it's not.
I thought if the engineering wrote a letter and said that this piece of property can only have eight, then that or 10 or 12.
So we've got a policy now that if it's zoned C1 and if it's permitted to have 12 units per acre, that the engineering department has been instructed to let them have the build out. So we could jeopardize it by changing this to the change of zone. And he's actually proposed. It's different than if he had come in and said, I'm trying to expand my liquor store, C1. But he has said, I'm actually proposing townhouses. And they've said, well, we don't have the capacity for what he wants to do. We have for four, but not for five. So it's something I think you ought to get cleared up. Or if you gentlemen want to move on, it's probably a...
Could I just say one thing?
It's up to our president.
We've not closed the hearing.
Can I give my name again?
No.
Yeah, go ahead.
I went to them and told them I'd like to put five units in here. They took my $5,400 check and they cashed it. Now, how can they back out? This is a year ago. How can they back out now and say no?
Well, it's sometimes, Mr. Breeding, I'm just thinking in bureaucracy, sometimes one hand doesn't know what the other hand is. But I'd like to get our head engineer, county engineer.
I talked to him this week.
Okay, well, we have.
He's not really against it, but I don't like setting the precedents.
Right. Okay. What I'd like to do is hear from him.
Oh, if he's got your money, that's good enough for me.
Well, that's the way I feel. They should have said this up front when I went to them before they came by the street.
I agree.
Okay, let's see.
Thank you, gentlemen. I'll shut up.
Is there anyone else present? Let the record show that no one else is present. Close the hearing.
Okay.
It's a pleasure, gentlemen.
I have to see if there's a consensus to do what Mr. Cole wanted, but no one wants to. Is there a consensus?
I mean, you're being consistent with last week. I can understand it, but I think it needs to be brought up and put on the record, Mr. President, that we have potential sewer problems, and if we could hear from our county engineer, which I think it would be our responsibility to do, but in your opinions, gentlemen, you can move forward.
Okay, gentlemen, what's your desire?
I don't know why they would take his money if they should have told him then they had sewer problems, and they've got his money. I don't see where we've got much to go on, Mr. Cole.
Well, I don't think there's a relationship, a correlation, Dale, in my mind, maybe in yours, but between somebody taking money in our engineering department and that in sewer capacity. All week it would take would be having the engineering department give us, he's told Mr. Breeding something, tell us. That's all I'm asking. We have nothing except their comments. It says, right here, Dale, if you want to read it, it says no, big no. They oppose it. So because of the potential increase in wastewater flow and the precedent that this will set, you say it here, yes, here, Dale, you'll have to say it the next time. Okay? Or you'll have comments like this again the next time, and then you'll say, oh, okay, well, this time we'll follow it. So what I think Mr. Izzo is probably concerned with, and I'd like to hear it from him, and again, I'm assuming this, that maybe he's concerned, like Mr. Breeding said, the precedent. If that's the issue, then you can debate, precedent setting.
Well, the next time, they will not have taken money, I don't think.
Well, I don't think so either. I don't know who did that and why they did it. I can't comment on that.
Their engineering department took the
money. Well, I'm sure. I agree. I'm not disputing
and
that.
They went back to the office before they did it.
Okay, I'm not disputing that.
That's the only problem.
I don't.
Okay, gentlemen, sounds like you want to read the title.
What do you want to do? An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C1 general commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in the 100 Sussex County containing 0.45 acre, more or less.
I make a motion to approve CZ1589.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Duke, second by Mr. Phillips to approve conditional use. Number again, 5689. With how many conditions?
No conditions. No changes.
CZ.
Changes there. Questions? Call for the vote. Mr. Cole.
Well, unfortunately, Mr. Breeding, I'm going to have to vote no because I think we're rushing to the gun. I don't have any opposition to townhouses. I don't have anything, but I think that we ought to follow a procedure. I think we ought to rely on our engineering department. We hire these people to, to give us advice. And their advice so far is, says no to this thing. I was just going to try to get it cleared up, but I consistently support the engineering department and their concerns. This is a brand new sewer system we're setting up, and it could say if precedent setting is their concern, that could be a valid concern. So I'm going to vote no today on your asking for 5 townhouses in this commercial thing. And I agree, it's been there forever as a historically, but I'm voting no.
Mr. Cole votes no. Mr. Phillips.
It won't matter.
Based on the record and recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Jones.
I vote yes with P&Z.
Mr. Dukes.
I understand the engineer's dilemma they've got, how they've accepted his money, and I'm very familiar with Oak Orchard, and I don't think we're in sewer capacity trouble down there yet because I'm thinking of a lot of areas that are not using the capacity that's probably designated to them. We're going to talk about one EDU extra, and I agree with P&Z. My vote's yes.
I agree with planning and zoning. My vote is yes. Motion passed. Our last case, Peninsula. Changes zone 1590. We have been in applicants have been in contact with us. It is about 5 minutes away. It should be here within 4 to 5 minutes. They are en route. So, gentlemen, would you like to recess for 5 minutes? Or,
yes.
With that, we will stand in recess until slam the gavel at 15:05 hours.